the presenters, I think the best presenters were the girls, Maya Rudolph, Tina Fey, and oh God, what's her name? The blonde one. Oh, I can't think. She did Parks and Rec. And I know everyone's shouting at the microphone. I can't think of her name because I'm old and I forget things. But anyway, I thought they were the funniest, especially since they were not doing any kind of, a host. God, I feel like Big Fatty. I can't remember anything. It's too bad. Moving on to other things.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I feel like Big Fatty, I can't remember anything.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2987. WFO for Thursday, the 11th of July, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my day. We've got an e-letter from Patty Bacon, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, it's Patty! Hello, weak youngers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're weak youngers, because y'all, I'm not going to play the celebration of exiting the birth canal music. Y'all, by the way, yesterday, Hump Day was my brother. It was my middle brother's 60th birthday, and today his child bride turned 60. Ready? And but y'all also, you're weak youngers today, because y'all, today is also Joe Patance's cousin Richard, that he doesn't speak to anymore. His cousin Richard is also gay, and a week younger than him. And a week ago was Big Fatty. We got it. He's a week younger and gay also, and came to his senses and doesn't talk to Joe Patance. Got it. Move the show forward. Alex Lefevre plays music for Love Island. I feel quite certain he does not. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I did indeed hear from Boston Josh, and y'all, he came to the villa Tuesday afternoon, and we called up. Y'all, We had a manly tangare and tonic, y'all. It was really a little bit too much, we went to the Swig and Swine. Big Fatty, you take everybody and their brother who comes to Charleston to the Swig and Swine. Well, it's because I like it. And y'all, I had the poke belly dinner with the vinegar slaw and the pickled vegetables. And Boston Josh had the pulled poke. He had the two meat dinner. Fatty, that sounds vulgar. He had the pulled poke. Big Fatty, the pulled poke, and the smoked turkey, and he also had pickled vegetables and the vinegar slaw. And he didn't really care for the pulled poke as much as the smoked turkey. And y'all, the smoked turkey was really quite good. Y'all, after that, we came back here to the villa, and y'all, I was a little sore. Y'all, I've gotten a third place that I'm a little sore. from my tragic fall, and tragic only because the pool water got into my cocktail. Yes, Big Betty. Again, I'm fine. It's just I had one little place that was a little so, and Boston Josh has got a new beau in his life. Yes, Big Betty, a puppy dog beau. It's true. And not really a puppy dog, a puppy. But y'all, you're gonna hear more about that tomorrow, because y'all, while we were having our cocktails, y'all, we recorded an episode of The Gays. So you'll get to hear that on tomorrow's little show. But anyway, evidently the puppy does massages and things like that, and he's taught Boston Josh a thing or two. And y'all, Boston Josh just rubbed on that one little place. Oh, I don't know, for about 20 minutes. Big Fanny, was it 20 minutes of silence? No, because I would go, ah, 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 y'all, and that was a good sound. Yes, Big Fanny, that sounded like a good sound. Y'all, when he left, I took me four more IBU friends, and y'all, I went to bed about 9 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I slept so well. Y'all, I was awakened one time during the night when I heard thunder. Yes, because it's thunder from down under. No, I was not tooting. It was thunder from the skies, and y'all, evidently it rained quite a bit, but y'all woke up. Woke up hump day morning, and y'all, that new little place felt so much better, y'all. It was just lovely. So a big thank you to Boston Josh for having the magic fingers. Yes, me Betty. Y'all got up and did my morning nipple walk before 8 a.m. in the morning, and well, I finished after 8 a.m., but y'all, what I do is I go out for the nipple walk, and y'all, there was not a bit of breeze blowing, but it was a hint of coolness, but the humidity was like 93%, so I was still sopping wet when I got back. But when I get back to the villa, y'all, I fix me a big glass of ice water, and I start my coffee, and I go out onto the veranda and sit under the fan out there and cool down maybe about 10 minutes or whatever. And y'all, I come back into the villa, and y'all, that fresh ground perked dark roast coffee, y'all, it is the best smelling thing ever. Big Fanny, certainly better than you smell. Well, that's probably true. And y'all, so I got my share, and y'all, I watched the morning news and had a little brufkus, and y'all, then I watched Love Island. Y'all, it was the premiere episode. Y'all, it's just trash. It's just trash, but some of the menses on there are kind of hot, and so I fast forwarded through some of the stuff. Y'all, I'm not recommending this for anyone, so and there won't be a recap show or anything like that. But y'all, then I was off. Our weekly lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, y'all, who has been convalescing from a non life threatening procedure, and so y'all, but he was in good shape, and anyway, we had a lovely lunch, y'all. I had one of the specials. It was the blueberry waffle and Bafran. And it came with the warm syrup and the butter and the fruit compote and the whipped cream on it. Y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, from there, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Freddy. We barely hear it, but we hear it. Oh, that's because I didn't buy much. When you're hearing this, Granny and I will be on our way to the to the Trotters and the Comics for Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend. And so, y'all, I didn't want to have a whole lot of food in the house while I was going to be gone for the whole weekend. Y'all, I did pick me up another package of that chopped Caesar salad. I'm going to have that for my supper hump day night. Y'all, it was really quite good, and I ate a couple of little cheese straws with that, so I'm going to do that again. Y'all, they had pork tenderloins on sale, and y'all, there was a digital coupon also that if you spend at least $8 on your pork tenderloin, you'd get $2 off, so I got that. Y'all, I picked me up, I needed a new bag of grits. Y'all, I've been going through the grits, so I got me some grits. Y'all, they had something called Cool House Ice Cream in pints. They were buy one, get one free. Well, I got one that was a churro flavor, and one was a strawberry cheesecake flavor. So I just thought I'd get that for a little summertime treat. And y'all, I picked me up another package of that country ham seasoning. Yes, we made it still not spelled. It is not spelled C-U-N-T. And y'all only spent $20.24. But I saved $11.13. Yes, Big Ready! And y'all, I got back here to the villa and unpacked my groceries and put them away. And y'all, I laid down for a little nip-a-nap. Y'all, it's cloudy. And so I just laid down for a little nip-a-nap. And basically, that's been my boring-ass day. Yes, Big Freddy!
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
And y'all, while I was in the Von Zis, I got an e-letter from Miss Patty Bacon. Y'all, you know, she's been in hiding, I think, and I'm just going to read it to you right now, see what's going on with Patty Bacon. It says, ole, Big, you know, that's hello backwards. It says, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon from Needrabah, North Dakota. You know, that's Aberdeen is Needrabah backwards. And I made sure to get this to you today because, as you know, I e-letter you every single week. I never miss a week. well, Big, my ear was at Pride 48, and while I expected 20 minutes of silence from you, not only did I get the news that you're continuing the little show, but that cock porn and cream corn, that cock porn and cream porn, cream corn program with the vaginacologist Joey Boob Checker has been canceled. Big Freddy, I didn't know that. Y'all, Patty Bacon was in the chat room. I did see her during the little show. And anyway, Patty continues, well, Big, I'm relieved. Not just about the end of the koala bear bashing, but also at the fact that you're continuing on. Now, I am a bit disappointed that this puts the brakes on your spinoff, the Fatty and Patty Show. Big Freddy. And I'm sure your producer, Ronell, is as well, as we would have been a huge moneymaker. But in all honesty, the show would have needed to be renamed the Fatty and Fatty Patty Show. I have gained quite a bit of weight in the past year, and while I know podcasts are audio mediums, I wouldn't be happy with all of our publicity stills and personal appearances that we would make. So I decided to follow that adorable Adam Burns and Alan and try the Waist Watchers, big fatty Waist Watchers, big. There's so many points to calculate. I feel like I'm playing a sports ball, but I'm down 12 pounds so far and continue to do well. I do need to e-letter Adam and tell him to stop using Sue B. Honey on everything, as it adds so many points. He's always mentioning the Sue B, and I think that he even put Sue B honey on steak. B, fatty, and that's maybe that's a Northwestern Arkansas cuisine. He's so sweet and cute, and I hope he's scores his goal soon. Anyhow, I have to allocate some points for lunch, so I say toodles. Oh, lordy, I forgot to say ole to poodle. Ole, poodle. Hi, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Hi, Patty. It says toodles. Patty, P.S. P.S. not to be read on the air. Big fatty. all right, I'm going to read it. Just here. Big fatty Patty is being silly. Patty is being silly. I don't know why I couldn't read that on the air, Patty. But first of all, Patty, thank you so much for the e-letter. It is always wonderful to get an e-letter from you. And I know you send me one every week. You never miss a week. Thank you for continuing that this week. And thank you for being in the chat room during the Pride 48. And I can't believe that that you need to be on the Waist Watchers. But anyway, Patty, keep up the good work. Yes, Big Freddy. I hate to end on a sad note, but when I was laying down for my nip a nap Wednesday afternoon, y'all, I got a textimonium from Blonde Guy Jay. And y'all, Tuesday evening, y'all, his guide dog, Gerard, unexpectedly passed away. And y'all, if you were ever at the Pride 48, either in Las Wages or in New Orleans, you just know that Gerard was one of the sweetest companions you'd ever want to meet. And y'all, we will all miss Gerard, but we'll all have good memories of that sweet, friendly face and his personality. And we're thinking of you, Jay. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, this morning, I'm off to El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto. And y'all, then hopping in Ruby Red with Granny and off to Hot Dog Down a Hallway weekend over the Dominican Blues. And y'all, so we'll have a big report for you of all the comings and goings. Yes, Big Fatty, especially the comings on Monday's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer from over there at the Archer Radio. And Archer, what did you remember other than about Gerard? What'd you remember?
I feel like Big Fatty. I can't remember anything.
Oh, well, you just remember. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.